Live. Uncensored. Radio Free America. Another exciting, informative hour is warming up. Rick Adams is on fire.
Well, we are on fire, and it is a fiery subject, to say the least. Yep, it won't go away. Doubt, suspicion, and anger over the fact that the United States government to this day refuses to conduct any kind of honest, objective inquiry into the Israeli incident against American sailors in 1967. And John, what is it, as the previous caller asked, what is it that people listening tonight can do to help you?
Well, get on your computer, you got one at home, or and get to our website and really scan it. Look it over and see what we're talking about. There's a lot of information that they could pick up from this, and we would, first of all, ask them to do that. Second of all, we would definitely like them to write their congresspeople, senators, congressmen, and just let them know that you know that we got treated unfairly. Testimony was never taken correctly from us. Logs were rewritten, and put that in their asking for a new court of inquiry or a new congressional investigation. And third of all, anybody that is in the VFW, American Legion, they should be talking this up, and they should be doing what the VFW did nationally. We were in the last of VFW magazine. They did a two-page story on us, and they've also adopted a resolution to support a congressional investigation. So The VFW is helping us. We would love to get the American Legion to do the same thing and the rest of the civilian organizations. That's important.
Yeah.
Without them, we're not going to go anywhere.
You know, you've had a number of local, if you will, political bodies also try to launch, with resolutions and so forth,
right,
an inquiry. I believe it was in Wisconsin, the state legislature, not too many years ago, a couple of years or so.
Yeah, that was Marlon Schneider, he had me up there, and I testified for over 2 hours and to his Veterans Committee of what we went through and what we did and what I was looking for their body to do. And after it was all done, we thought it was, you know, that they would send a recommendation to Congress that they felt a congressional investigation would be needed. And what happened is that they stripped Marlon Schneider off of all his committees. They put him from, he's been there like 30 plus years in their assembly, and they put him in the back row, and they've tried to run people against him since for the last 4 years, you know, really pouring money into to get rid of him. And that's just one example. I mean, this guy he went through hell for us.
Sure. It's a familiar story.
And he still is going through hell.
You know, he's one of the honest politicians that really and truly puts his neck out on the chopping block and gets it cut off.
He did. He tried to... it was unreal. I mean, here they had me testifying, and yeah, the whole room was crying, for God's sakes. And I really thought these people were listening, and for God's sakes, it just went on deaf ears.
It's an amazingly, it's abominable story of how someone like a country like Israel can pretty well do as it darn well pleases and take American blood in such a vicious manner. And we know the evidence is there. All we truly want is a total acknowledgement of the facts. When I come back, we'll talk to Joe and others, and we'll continue the interview with John Rankowski, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Rick Adams.
For over a year and a half, I have lived with a foot disorder called tarsal tunnel syndrome. My feet became numb with severe aching in my ankle. Additionally, my calves ache. I would have severe shooting pains in my feet, especially at night. While trying to sleep, I would literally cry from the pain that my feet were going through. My podiatrist suggested several different treatments, but could not assure me of any relief. My son told me about Cocoon GH. He assured me that the Cocoon products did what they claimed they would do, and after just 2 weeks using Cocoon GH Extra Strength, my calves and the shooting pains in my feet started to go away. But best of all, I have the feeling back in the heel half of my feet. This GH has literally saved my life. I now get up each morning and hit the floor running. Additionally, my blood pressure is now 120 over 80, the lowest it's been in 30 years.
Satisfaction guaranteed. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325.
The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
Want to look good and feel great? Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Well, there are things you can do and natural products available that are strong and safer than harsh synthetics. Rediscover ancient secrets with therapeutic grade A essential oils. The molecular structure of essential oils is highly oxygenating in nature, increasing vitality and energy to the body. Our essential oils and supplements are all natural and absolutely pure to help you discover optimal health, essential nutrition, emotional well-being, and effective weight management. Whether using our products or looking for a home-based business, you'll be glad you contacted us by calling 1-800-993-OILS. Therapeutic-grade essential oils are emerging as the missing link to modern medicine. That's 1-800-993-6457. You can also visit our website at www.naturesoils.org. That's www.naturesoils.org.
Back on Uncensored Radio, Free America. And if you have a question or a comment right now, you can jump aboard our guest, John Rankowski, who is one of the veterans of the Liberty Veterans Association, the vessel, the USS Liberty. I have many more questions, but right now let's defer to Joe in Rhode Island. Hello, Joe. You're on the program.
Hi, Rick.
Hi.
I speak to John, please.
You certainly may. Go right ahead.
Hello, Joe.
Hi, John. Thank you for your service to our country, John.
Thank you very much.
Really appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
And to your fellow shipmates.
Thank you.
Our Heavenly Father, John, knows exactly what happened that day.
Sure he does.
And those that were behind it will be brought face to face with the 34. And the Heavenly Father won't judge them. The 34 will.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they not only killed the 34 of our precious ones, but they also killed all their posterity after them, their seed line. Wiped them right out.
It's so true.
John,
it's so true.
Our country has made a pact with Israel in 1948. And there's no way that they can give up on that pact. You have to live with it. And I'd just like to say that on June the 8th, was it June the 8th, John?
Yes, yes. Tomorrow.
On June the 8th, there was a special significance in which a month previous to that, the old city of Jerusalem was taken over, and it fell. The 1967 war, they called it. It was an exact overlay from the siege by King Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, in the Old Testament, 477 B.C. Many scholars knew this date, 1948, 56, and 67, the three sieges of Jerusalem. And I'd just like to say, John, that there's a book in the Old Testament known as the Book of Esther. And in the days of Purim, for this, and I'm not referring to the Jewish people, I'm referring to those that call themselves Jews. There's a feast of Purim in which they strike out at their enemy. And their enemy in this case was flying a flag that had three colors, red, white, and blue. Ancient Israel had a flag, red, white, and blue, or purple. You see?
Yep.
You see what I'm saying?
I sure do.
And then the 14th of every month they strike out, the 14th of May, June, somewhere around in there. And I just want to read a couple of passages from that book. That's Esther chapter 9, verse 27 and 28. And I'll be done, John.
Go ahead.
The Jews ordained and took upon them and upon their seed and upon all such as joined themselves unto them so as it should not fail. And they would keep these 2 days according to their writings and according to their appointed time every year. And that these days should be remembered and kept through every generation, every family, every province, every city, and that these days of Purim should not fail from among the Jews. I use the word Kenites.
Mm.
Nor the memorial from them to perish from their seed. And one more verse, John, and I'm done.
Yes, Joe.
Just a second, Rick. Yeah.
I can't let too much dead air; otherwise, it'll shut down everything. We're on computer. I have to say something here.
Okay.
All right.
Let's see here. I just want to get this one verse in here, Rick.
Uh huh. Yes, there is a purpose under heaven for everything, and now we see a lot of this in political and ecclesiastical terms, what has gone on in the Middle East. And Grace Halsell, by the way, was a press agent for Lyndon Johnson, you know.
Yep.
She wrote a couple of books, too, and one of them had to do with Israel and the modern fundamentalism and how many of these so-called Christian leaders today have embraced Zionism and have wrapped themselves up in the Israeli flag rather than the American flag. And they have caused a lot of problems for a lot of people because they're not interested in justice. They're interested in a fanatical addiction to their own particular theology.
It's been a learning experience for me, I can tell you.
Yes, yes. Joe, did you find that verse?
Yes, I did, Rick.
Go ahead.
Zechariah chapter 8, verse 22 and 23. Mm-hmm. Very important. Yea, many people and strong nations shall come and seek the Lord of hosts in Jerusalem and to pray before the Lord. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, in those days it shall come to pass that 10 men shall take hold of the out of all languages of the nations. Sound familiar today?
Mm-hmm.
Even shall take hold of the spirit of him that is a Jew, I say Kenite, saying, we will go with you, for we have heard that God is with you. Gentlemen, I'm all done.
All right. Thank you,
Jew. I've learned something else tonight. So.
Yep.
Thank you very much.
Not all of Israel is Israel, and that's true. Our number is 800-313-9443, toll-free. And, John, you know, just to set the record straight, John.
Yes, sir.
About the liberty, people will say, well, the government of Israel did apologize for it, even though they say it was an accident. What's the story on that?
Well,
what's the real story?
They didn't apologize to me, and supposedly they paid. They didn't pay me anything.
And what did they pay? What was the final?
Supposedly they paid like $6 million for a $40 million ship, and they paid I think it was $6 million or $3 million for the dead and $3 million for the wounded.
Uh-huh.
But it was select who got what,
uh-huh.
And it was a bunch of baloney.
Well, did they pay out of the foreign aid budget that we've given?
Well, supposedly, I guess we gave them the money to pay. This is what we heard, but who knows for sure, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But as far as I know, they never apologized to me, and the United States never believed them anyways. You know, their official report is that they know the attack happened, and they never believed Israel.
Mm-hmm. Now, I believe that when it came to two of the most powerful men in the administration, Secretary of State Dean Rusk and Secretary of Defense McNamara,
yep.
Dean Rusk believed that it was a deliberate attack.
Oh, yeah.
Secretary of State, right?
Trying to find his quote here. The quote is pretty good.
Of course, McNamara was pretty busy basically accepting every statement from Israel.
Absolutely. But mm-hmm. Dean Rusk, he says, here it is right here.
Uh-huh.
I was never satisfied with the Israel explanation. Through diplomatic channels, we refused to accept their explanation. I did not believe it them then, and I do not believe it to this day. The attack was outrageous. That was a quote by Dean Rusk.
Mm-hmm.
It's director. Word for word.
Yep.
And Richard Helms, he's another one that...
CIA director.
Right. He didn't believe Israel. We had NSA director Oliver Kirby, the same thing. Mm-hmm. Clark Clifford. And it goes on. People, nobody believed Israel didn't know who we were. They knew exactly who we were.
Yeah, yeah. And you get people, you know, that say... I mean, you know, talking about... the support you got from Wisconsin and the assembly there. We had a guy here who was running for office, and he's a pretty good guy. Rod Driver is his name in New England. Do you know the name?
No, not at all.
All right. Well, Rod Driver said if he were elected as a Republican in the primary, he would win the primary, that he would definitely want a full-scale investigation into the Liberty. He was very concerned about these things and very concerned about human rights violations by Israel and others. So anyway, the Republican opponent, Mr. Mattson, of course,
yep.
was favored by the Republican Party and the Republican politicos in Washington, basically tried to poo-poo any investigation and said so much time had gone by.
I know.
And it's been such a long time. Why would anybody really want to pursue it?
Yeah, just tell these old-timers to put themselves there, put their kids there.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think of the Holocaust stories. And,
of course.
You know, saying, can we just then put them aside and suggest that 60 years later enough is enough? I mean, boy, you know, you'd certainly be labeled and you'd
absolutely.
Be attacked.
I hate to come out like that, but if that's the only way
why are anyone's feelings more important than anyone else's?
There you go.
I mean, murder is murder, tax are attacks, and you know, deliberate acts of genocide, whether it's 6 million or 2 million or 34, it's an act of barbarism,
It
should be accounted for.
They got away with murder.
Yeah, and,
oh, yes.
and you know,
yes,
the
did.
Thing is, what other ally do you know of that could have done that?
Not at all.
I don't know of any, really.
No, nobody.
You know, and I use the term ally very loosely only because, you know, there are many who feel that Israel is not so much, you know, an ally, but
right.
we are their ally more than they are ours, as we've seen with the Jonathan Pollard situation
and
spying.
That's incredible.
Yeah. And then, of course, the selling out right now, the technology that Israel has sold China, Red China, that we've given
yep.
them,
oh, yeah.
is threatening us and coming back to haunt us. And Rumsfeld, just he's puzzled about all of this, just doesn't know any better.
Yeah,
all right, we'll be back with more and more calls. John Rankowski from the USS Liberty Veterans. We'll be back.
from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting
Network. Broadcasting. Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour.
$15 for 2 hours.
And $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting. 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting. 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
Republic Trading, a division of Republic Broadcasting Network, has a simple mission. Take the guesswork out of buying gold. With 20 years of experience in the gold business, I can tell you the best-kept secret is European gold. Republic Trading has a limited amount of pre-1900 French Angel 20-franc gold coins on offer at only a fraction over its gold content value. These almost 1/5 ounce gold coins are available for immediate delivery. Call today, 1-800-691-7898.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills mold and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
Rick Adams here reminding you, you can live pain-free now and without inflammation thanks to Dr. Cass Ingram's incredible new discovery, InflaEase. It actually eliminates the inflammation that causes arthritis, agonizing pain, and more. To order this amazing new product, call 800-243-5242. That's 800-243-5242. Order InflaEase today. And be sure to mention Rick Adams.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills mold and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
The first step in winning the war? Spreading the word. Tell your friends Rick Adams is on RBNLive.com.
Yes, we appreciate that. We're talking with John Rankowski tonight, who is a survivor of the 1967 Israeli attack on the USS Liberty spy ship in international waters. And
if I may just cut in for 1 second.
Go right ahead, John.
I remember one fellow asking, what can we do to help? I gave him a few things, but if they go to our webpage, okay?
Right.
There's about 14 things that it says what you can do to really help us. Of course, the few things that I said, but you know, there's the book to be able to buy. There's Operation Cyanide. It's another book. We just did a BBC documentary.
Yes.
Not only does it help us with financing, it helps get the word out. And there's bumper stickers you can buy to put on your car. So it's right there on the webpage. It says, what can you do to help? Mm-hmm. And there's like 14 things that give you an idea. So I knew I'd find it eventually.
Yeah, I'm glad you did. By the way, that BBC documentary was pretty good, wasn't it?
Yeah, it sure was.
Tell us a little bit about it.
Well, they came with an idea, and I was a little skeptical at first, but they went and started digging in, and boy, they found a lot of information. And they actually came from there to my house, and we spent all day doing it, and And they did Jimenez and a bunch of people, and they got McNamara on, and he looked as feeble as ever. And that can be purchased.
Now, McNamara hasn't changed his tune too much, has he? Huh?
No, he doesn't remember anything.
Yeah.
No.
He's got amnesia, selective amnesia.
Selective amnesia,
yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah, right.
But not only that one is out, there's a History Channel. They've been playing, many a times on History Channel. We're kind of surprised they didn't do it this year, but they're doing that. And the BBC, they really did a heck of a job. Plus, to go along with that, Peter Hunan did the Operation Cyanide. That's a book he wrote, and it's pretty powerful stuff. You can pick that up from the Internet also.
You know, in addition, I should mention that there have been a number of stories in independent, different magazines and newspapers
right.
across the country about you and what's happened, and one in Maine in particular, I recall,
right.
a couple of years ago, did a pretty good job of asking why and what happened and
right.
How come it's taken so long and no action. And, of course, we know the power of the Israeli lobby. Now the Israeli lobby, AIPAC, flaunted themselves again recently.
Yep.
Pretty much boasted that they have these goyim, if you will, as they call them, senators and congressmen in Washington, basically under their thumb. And when they snap their fingers, these men and women jump. And not all of them do, thankfully. There are some good ones, and there have been some, as a matter of fact, people who you'd least expect to come out and ask for an investigation, and they have been pretty adamant about it. Some of them have paid, as you know, with their political careers.
Right. Well, Deep Throat was right in one aspect. You just follow the money.
Exactly.
The money.
The money trail, huh?
Absolutely.
Yep. The money speaks louder than blood, I suppose, and that's the tragedy.
I agree with you there.
Yeah, I'm just now, before we invite more callers, I'm looking at the report that you have filed now and the
right.
lawsuit, and I'm just for curiosity, because I like to be the man on the street. What do you expect if this is followed through, it's a logical conclusion,
right.
and let's just say by some miracle, Rumsfeld is interested in Americans and is interested in what's happened to them and decides to do something, what would be the possible outcome of all of this? What would it mean for Israel and government officials there?
Well, I think it'd be a pretty sad day for
Israel.
Could
they be indicted or implicated? Or?
Well, I don't know if that would happen, but the truth would come out, and we'd be able to, first of all, tell what we know and what we remember back then. But it would bring out all the documents. You know, there's still a ton of stuff there.
Mm-hmm.
And it would prove all these naysayers as liars.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it would give peace of mind to all of us.
How many are left in your Veterans Association?
Well, we've got about 167 that we have found so far.
Mm-hmm.
Out of, there's 240 some odd that we know of.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got more than half, I would say.
I understand many have passed on.
They have passed on, or there's people that don't want to get involved. They're afraid.
Mm-hmm.
For their work or whatever, and you can't hate them for that, not at all.
No, and that's the tragedy, is that
they were scared. They scared us. I came home. I never told my wife we got married, and I never told her anything. She seen the scars and she couldn't believe it.
Mm-hmm.
She says, "What is this?" I says, "Well, it's really nothing."
Mm-hmm.
That's
incredible. Yeah,
it was. Finally, 19. It took till got married. And whoops! I know you're going to go for a break. Go ahead.
Yeah. All right. Well, we'll talk about that on the other side. Much more to talk about. And our toll free number 800-313-9443. I'm Rick Adams. We'll be right back with more.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
With all the junk food, fast food, and pre-cooked meals out there, do people actually consume the nutrients that will improve their health? Everyone starts with good intentions. A few pills here, a glass of juice there, but what about an entirely new approach to wellness? What about a brand new market of nutrient delivery? Triathletes and marathon runners often down small packets of gel, providing a timely blast of energy. And why couldn't this exact system work for daily consumption of vitamins and minerals? It can. Through suspension gel technology, our daily nutrients can be taken anywhere, quickly and easily. Think about it. No glasses, no supersized pills, no waterlogged juices, no ineffective sprays and creams, just pure, concentrated nutrients in an easy-to-take, rapidly absorbed, taste bud-busting gel you squeeze in your mouth. A great way to get your daily nutrients. For more information to improve your health, call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055. Or go on the web at together.ws.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals?
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means
they still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns, people like you and me, prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
Are you one of the millions who have trouble waking up every morning? Hit the snooze a few too many times? Need that morning cup of coffee to get you started? Why not put a little spice in your morning with Gano Cafe? Gano Cafe, a healthy coffee, gives you energy and vigor, increases your focus and mental clarity. Gano Cafe helps the body heal itself, strengthen the immune system, and waste elimination for detoxification. If you're a coffee drinker, you won't believe the wonderful taste of this great coffee. Ganoderma, commonly known as the reishi mushroom, has been utilized in Chinese medicine for over 2,000 years. Also known as the longevity herb, miraculous king of herbs, it's more powerful than ginseng and has much lower caffeine and acid. To get your cup of great-tasting coffee, go to healthycoffeeonline.com or call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055.
The Nighttime Ride of the Paul Revere of Talk Radio. Uncensored. Radio Free America. Rick Adams is back.
Yes, we are back, and we are talking with John Rankowski, who is one of those survivors of the USS Liberty, and I still can't get over what happened and... The major tragedy that took place that was totally uncalled for. And,
right.
I hold the Washington elite and puppets of the Israeli lobby to be far more responsible for what happened to you and those that did not survive than the government of Israel, because they had the power to do something about it. Had they intervened, a lot of life probably would have been spared. And this whole episode could have been exposed. But then again, that would mean embarrassing our so-called ally. And they weren't about to do that. And I hold them more responsible than anyone else, you know.
It's been interesting to even think about the people back then, why they didn't go. You know, we were not that friendly with Israel back then. We were friendly, but nothing like they are now.
And
for them not to do what they had to do, it's unconscionable.
Well, you know, we had Fulbright, who was chairman of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, right?
Right.
And he came out and said, you would not believe the enormous pressure that we were under to basically bury the facts on the Liberty. Also, on the foreign aid budget that started really getting underway in the 70s and enormous amounts of money to support militarily, by the way, not just money, but aid and hardware and military hardware to Israel, regardless of what they have done, regardless of human rights and violations and all sorts of crimes. And then we go into this war in the Middle East now, and we try to tell the Arabs we're doing it for them, you know. It's like it's hard to believe, you know, ladies and gentlemen. You know, it's just preposterous.
It's tough for me to get into that because I've got one issue here, and it's tough to stray off it, you know.
Yeah.
I don't want to get myself in any hot water, but this is it's been a learning experience. I can tell you that.
But you see, everything interrelates, though, John.
Oh yeah,
you know,
definitely.
The reason why you have not had justice in all of these 38 years is directly tied in to the reason that Palestinians have not had justice in 38, 40, and even more years than that, because of the fear, quite frankly, that Israel's lobbies and media, you know, involvement can certainly bring down a politician who's not obedient, you know?
Very quickly.
Now, let me ask you this. Having said that, though,
yeah,
as I say, you've had some pretty fair media coverage from some of the most unlikely sources, even in this country. How do you feel about the media reportage recently and over the years? I know, I'm sure you wish it had been better and more prominent, but basically, how do you rate it?
I rate it pretty poorly because they won't report it.
Mm-hmm.
We have to call them, tell our story.
Mm-hmm.
They could initiate our people to have investigations. You know, there's a lot of stuff they could do, and they just won't do it.
Mm-hmm.
They just won't do it, and they never have done it. And it's pretty poor. That's how I'm going to rate it, pretty poor.
Especially the national media.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
There have been local newspaper stories and some that have been independent that obviously have treated you quite well.
Right. But you get on to any of the major networks or any of the major papers, Gannett, they're afraid to touch us. They don't want to know nothing.
And now look at the response. Now, it wasn't long after the Liberty incident that North Korea acted up with a Pueblo, right?
Right.
And that was the very following year in 68.
It was 6 months later. Johnson let the same thing happen.
Exactly.
Exactly. Yeah. He says, well, don't worry, we'll give you cover. And, you know, they gave him cover just like they did us. And they were held for a year. They're lucky they didn't kill them all.
What would happen to Commander Boucher?
He almost got court-martialed.
Yeah.
And that was so dishonest. Unbelievable. But they realized their mistake. They finally realized their mistake, and they took a...
It's like deja vu all over again, and here we go, the same old story.
Right.
Year after year, war after war. Betraying our own men in uniform. And I go back to World War II, of course, and that treachery and how POWs, Americans, were captured and sent back behind enemy lines, sent to the Soviet Union, were never accounted for. And General Eisenhower let all of this happen, and no one dared to breathe a word about it until years later when congressional investigators came up with POW reports and those who were MIAs as well.
Right.
I have them before me, you know. I mean, I've read them, and I see them. And say, how many were left? How many tens of thousands of Americans were never accounted for going back to World War
II?
Korea and Vietnam and over again because we're in such a hurry to make peace, you know, and to be on good speaking terms with our good buddies, you know. And
I know.
It's treason to me. It's just absolute treachery.
You wonder how they got away with it, but they do, and they still get elected.
Yeah, they get away with it. Even now, as we speak tonight, they're getting away with it, and that's my fear with this latest never-ending war in the Middle East and expanding. And, you know, there are a few voices. We hear them here all the time, and dissident voices that are speaking up, demanding accountability. And yet, for the most part, John, you just...
see Congress just putting up passive resistance.
Yep.
And once again, okay, another billion here, another billion there. Pretty soon we'll be talking $1 trillion.
Oh, you God. It's just hard to, it's hard to believe that,
it
that,
is.
That amount of money.
It's absolutely mind-boggling, you
yes.
know.
Yes,
I have a question
is.
Here from somebody that was a little nervous about going on
sure.
The air, and they want to know what kind of treatment you receive from the veterans after this incident, Veterans Administration, you know, pension, war, you know, injuries and so forth. What happened?
As far as the VA goes, I never had much to do with them until around 19, oh boy, it was 1993. And it was, they opened their arms up here to me here. And people to talk to. I do have 100% disability.
Mm-hmm.
But it did take some time. But there have been other horror stories for our guys that they get a real runaround, and I've been one of the crusaders to get in there and talk to these people who give them a runaround, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I was very fortunate here, not to have much happen. And then when I needed them, they were there.
How about some of the others that you've been in touch with? Some of the other survivors who were severely.
Some of the other guys that it's been mm-hmm. a nightmare for them.
Mm-hmm.
People that want to talk to them, they tell them it wasn't a war, even though they got a Purple Heart. I mean, it's people I've had to call and talk with and tell them, you know, do you want me to go to your superiors? Do you want this thing in a paper? You know, this guy's got a Purple Heart. He's one of the survivors of the USS Liberty. You have to take care of him. You've got to at least listen to him. If he needs somebody to talk to, you've got to do that. And on the other hand, there's been other places where the people have been wonderful. So it's been a mixed bag.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I hope that answers this question. Now, also, you were talking before the previous break about your own family situation, your wife. I assume you've had children?
Right.
Okay. Have you ever fully been able to tell them about what happened?
Yeah. Bits and pieces came out when I come home. Of course, you're going to tell a little bit, but 1982 is when my wife got, and my son got really indoctrinated into the Liberty. They heard, you know, bits and pieces, and I never said that much, but when we got together in 1982 and she came to the first reunion, I mean, it was quite an eye-opener for her and for me as well, because we finally got together for the first time. And she realized, and my son realized, what the hell we really went through. And something has bottled up all those years, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But it was a learning experience for her as well as me being able to come out and talk.
Mm-hmm. Now, those that, you know, that were taken back and, you know, received medical care a little bit later than they should have on that day,
right.
Were transported from the ship and so forth. Many of them must have had some pretty, I guess, amputations and all of that. That was pretty ugly, huh?
It was pretty bad. There were a lot of shrapnel wounds,
mm-hmm.
awful lot of shrapnel, a lot of infectious stuff. And, of course, with a torpedo hit, not only was the concussion, you know, for their ears, that they had a lot of shrapnel there. And it was not a pretty sight. It was not a pretty sight at all. And the America, USS America, they did wonderful. So our officer, our doctor aboard, Dr. Kiefer, he was wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
He had shrapnel in his belly, and we were wondering why he was wearing a life vest. And actually, he was holding himself together while he was operating and while he was, you know, stitching up people. And we never knew that until after it was all over.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
He was a hero.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
there's a lot of heroes aboard that ship.
Shoot, to be doing it with limited medical supplies too.
Oh
you
yeah,
know what I mean?
You know, you never prepare for anything like that.
No.
But the
Navy is a little different now, and the ships too, and
oh,
so
yeah.
forth. But
yeah.
still, I mean, I remember reading where
Wasn't it the Soviet vessel, ironically, was going to come to the aid of the ship?
So this is what we have heard. We still can't substantiate that, really, over all the years. I'm kind of surprised that there was supposedly a Soviet ship over the horizon that said, if you do start going down, we come and help you, because we were 16 hours from getting to the Sixth Fleet.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Until we both could meet up. And, of course, they were there to pick up anything that was floating out. I'm talking about papers and bodies. We had some float out, but we never received any of those back.
But you couldn't confirm that story, could you?
I can't, no.
All right.
But it's been
we had heard that and read about it.
But it's been said that it was true.
That would be even more adding insult to injury to have the Soviets come and not America.
Pravda did a piece. I did a piece with Pravda on that, and a couple years back, they wanted to hear my story, and I told them, and they were supposed to check, and they did some checking for a while, then they dropped it.
Mm-hmm. That's interesting. Of course, you mentioned the BBC, and you mentioned some of the other reports domestically, but there have been, what, other countries that have been interested as well, news services? What was one, I'm just thinking, were there any in the Arab press that came to you? Were there any in the Orient, for instance?
Yes, there has been. The Arabs, their press has come. They, of course, they're concerned, and you have to be careful, because right away you start getting labeled, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But the stuff that has been done for us has been, you know, by the BBC. It's been local here too. 60 Minutes too did the History Channel documentary, and of course Jim's book, and there's been Bamford's book, and there's our own people have. Our own United States has done quite well, and the BBC, it's a heck of a film.
Have you ever thought, John, of writing your own diary or book?
Yeah, I have for years. I don't know. I've done so much with this over the years, and, you know, I would know where to start, but I don't know if I've had the patience to write something.
Well, maybe you could have someone do it for you. You know, we saw what happened with former Secretary of the Treasury, Paul O'Neill.
Right.
And we saw Ron Suskind for him. And, of course, the book, you know, titles like The Price of Loyalty certainly might apply here, too,
right.
You know. Betrayal on the High Seas.
I've always thought of the title, you know, is anybody listening?
Yeah, right. Is anybody listening? I like that.
I thought about it, but my thing is to fight, keep fighting this. Hopefully somebody will pick it up and do something. And if not, we still have each other. So,
yes, you know, right. And one of the callers said, too, the man upstairs knows. And
yeah, it was pretty
there is
good.
A price to pay, yes.
It was pretty good.
You can't get away with it.
No.
Nobody gets away with that sort of thing.
No, it was pretty good.
Absolutely, and very encouraging to you personally.
Oh, yeah,
I know
definitely.
That.
Definitely.
I know that I get a lot of emails and callers, and a lot of people today, you know, are with you, and you may never hear their voices. They may never even call, but they are with you, and, you know, I'm very proud to say that we have helped to at least bring this issue to the microphones.
You certainly have, and I just can't thank you enough, really.
The pleasure is mine, you know. I don't consider it something that is any burden to me. If anything, it's my responsibility, being part of the media, to try to bring out this information that is not being brought out, as you say, by the mainstream press.
Well, you sure are doing one heck of a good job for us. I appreciate it.
Well, thank you, and hope to meet you someday soon.
I do, too. I hope to meet with you, too. So.
Yeah, now you'll be in, you have a convention coming up, don't you, the anniversary?
I'm a little too ill to go to that. It's going to start tomorrow.
Right.
We have our graveside ceremony from No Greater Love.
Mm-hmm.
They'll be doing that. And on the 10th, we're going to have a big press conference at the Hotel Washington, and the major networks have they're coming. I don't know what they're going to do, if they're going to report this, or but they're interested in this War Crimes Act.
Mm-hmm.
And we shall see.
You know, it reminds me of what happened with the war crimes charges against Ariel Sharon.
Right.
And how they disappeared pretty fast.
Quickly.
In fact, three of the main witnesses who were going to testify against him met with some unusual uncanny demises. But then again, I'm sure we can blame Syria for that, right?
Well, I'm very sure. But like we've all talked amongst each other, our guys here, and we've said they can't kill us twice, you know?
No.
They've already done it once.
Yeah, absolutely. John, can you just stay for the close of the program?
Yes, I will.
All right, stay with us, John. If you got a question, quick question or comment, we'll entertain that too. I'm Rick Adams. We'll be right back.
Stay connected to what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities and the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge. That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information. Stay connected to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Radio Avenger here, extending to you an offer you can't refuse. Right now you can receive on one single DVD all three of Father John O'Connor's shocking new videos. The Synagogues of Satan, The End of the World, and his newest blockbuster, The Annihilation of America by the Puppets of the Zionists, postpaid for just $35. Learn what's behind the impending destruction of our nation and our way of life, and what you must do to prepare for the coming judgment. Father John O'Connor is the John Wayne of the priesthood. You need to heed his prophetic videos while there's time and learn what the evil forces of the New World Order are planning in these darkest days. You'll never be the same, guaranteed. To order the three videos on one DVD, email CatholicCounterpoint.com or call 610-853-8339. Just $35 postpaid for all three on one DVD. Once again, CatholicCounterpoint.com or dial 610-853-8339. Mention Rick Adams. And we are back now with our guest, John Rankowski, and I'm Rick Adams, your radio Avenger. The USS Liberty, of course, is our discussion, and I do want to mention again that some of the interesting things that have been listed in this press release
have to do with people such as Ward Boston's affidavit identifying the beginning of a cover-up of the Liberty. And I guess that recently declassified cable from McCain to Segnov. Is that right, John?
Right, right.
Now, this is John McCain's father.
Yes.
We're speaking of, not Senator McCain himself.
Not Senator McCain, his father.
And, you know, I think one of the callers did mention quite well, I think, by the way, that
right,
sometimes... Yes?
Yeah, he was a Euro commander overseas.
And had his had his father not been so kind to certain powers that be, maybe Senator McCain would not have some of the support that he has today. You know, they say for the sins of the fathers, but sometimes for the quote blessings of the fathers, certain other blessings come to be politically. You know,
yeah,
and that can be as well, and that's why I try to bring that up so people will understand what motivates politicians and sometimes the kind of favorability which they get in the media is sometimes due to these things. Now, once again, I want people to know the best way they can support you, really, those of you listening online or a number of people listen on local stations, and the best way is probably to try to go to the website. Is that right?
Right, right.
And the website again is?
USSLiberty.com or USSLiberty.org. Either one will take you there.
And you'll see how you can
do. Start reading, and it'll. There's actually a place that gives you 14 ideas. Is what can I do?
Yes.
And hopefully you can help us out that way.
Absolutely, John. And I want to thank you again. I know you're not feeling that well. Thank you for being with us for 2 hours.
Oh, I appreciate it. I
just
appreciate
flown
the time.
Right by.
I appreciate the time to talk. And a lot of the other guys are thanking you also.
Good. You tell them we're with them in spirit, and also we're with them as a people, as Americans as well.
Thanks, Rick.
Thank you. And, John, we'll be talking again, certainly before next year.
Okay, my friend.
Let's do
I'm
it
here.
Again soon.
I'm
Thank
here.
You, John
Thank
Rankowski.
You.
Bye-bye now. Well, as you see, that was quite a revelation. I think it was just one of the best interviews I have done, and I'm very happy with it and very pleased that we got a chance to speak to him while he's still with us, because so many have passed on. And we invite you again back to join us tomorrow night for another great program of Uncensored Radio, Free America. Also, later in the week, we'll have other interesting guests. And one of them Friday will be Tim, once again, Tim Goodness. Believe it or not, Goodness is his name. He is back by popular demand as well. So we'll be talking to you what he's going to be telling us. And it certainly has a lot to do with the homeschool movement. So stay tuned. We'll be back tomorrow night, same time, same network. Rick Adams. Good night, everyone.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to
Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.